from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host, alongside our own David Haw.
We've got a lot of baseball conversation to cover.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce has the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Oh, yes, he's our guy. And Bruce Levine joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, guys. I guess Mully and you too, David, are in different – you're in the Score uniform, so therefore you are eligible to be the next managers of the Chicago White Sox.
Ah, boy. I tell you what.
Do we want that job?
Well, I'd love to talk about it.
It's a great question.
Yeah. I got to tell you, I don't understand. Well, hopefully we'll get some clarity. We're going to talk to him in a little bit. I don't think I understand exactly why the parameters were laid out the way they were. Is that about eliminating candidates, in your opinion, Bruce? Or is that about sort of steering people toward other names than the ones that are out there?
I think it's a combination of the both. I don't think they want to hear the white noise any longer about Ozzie Guillen or about A.J. Pierzynski or about anybody sitting at home figuring out who a former White Sox person that had connections there was, and he had a good connection with the fan base before they go out and do this search. I think that's part of it. More importantly, to the way that he's done this job, I would say that this is consistent with Chris Getz going outside of the organization to bring in his top people working with him in the front office. So that was that's been the first time in decades that the White Sox have gone outside of the organization to bring in not only a manager, but bringing in people that were not known in the organization other than Chris having connections over his years as a farm director, knowing who the best, youngest, and brightest were out there. And I think that's the direction he's going now with his next manager and his coaching staff. Even the way it's assembled right now with Grady Sizemore temporarily there, and then Sisson and Butera and Gellinger coming in. Gellinger's not a young guy, but he has a tremendous reputation in the White Sox organization for the last 37 years. So younger, brighter, a new vibe on the South Side. That's what Getz is going for, and For the first time in decades, it's being allowed.
Based on that criteria, how thorough will the process be, and who is on the short list if you were putting together a short list?
Well, Schumacher, you know, the Miami manager is probably going to be number one guy to be speculated. Great reputation, you know, had a, you know, kind of a linear thing going until this year when their pitching staff was decimated. They lost four starting pitchers there, and they became one of the worst teams in baseball. But manager of the year in the National League last year, connection with Tony La Russa. I know people aren't going to want to hear that, who are afraid of old school type guys, a very good baseball guy out there. So you're going to hear him. And then you're going to hear names speculated that you haven't heard before. Guys from other organizations, the connections with Arizona, the connections with Boston, connections all over baseball. I think it's going to be a refreshing thing. At the same time, you know, White Sox fans and certainly Chicago media, you know, do not trust anything that's going on there right now. And until you can put together a winning team and more players that are major league caliber, they're not going to earn that trust.
How bad is this going to get, Bruce? I mean, I don't mean this year. I mean this organization. You know, Pedro will go down as the worst manager in Sox history with a 3.19 winning percentage. I don't know how much better he could have done given the group he had. But, you know, they went from a team that was a 500 team to a team that lost 100 games to a team that now is going to lose, I don't know, 125. How bad will it get? I mean, if you're still going to trade the starting pitcher and the center fielder, what do you got?
It's going to get worse record-wise or the same. You know, maybe you're going to lose somewhere between 100 and 110 games again next year, most likely, because you're still trying to find the people that you want there. You're not spending money. I asked Getz yesterday on the conference call, when would be the time to start plugging in free agents? He said, soon, but not next year. Okay, so it won't be next season that you're going to see this. You're going to see more young players come in, try to establish themselves. Hopefully the guys like Montgomery from the minor league system, who's still has a way to go, comes out of spring training, establishes himself as a shortstop, a third baseman. They make more astute trades by trading their top pitcher over the winter. Crochet brings back people. Maybe Robert likely brings back people. The key for both of those guys right now, stay healthy the rest of the year, be that guy that can bring back two or three top prospects from other organizations. So it's going to take a while. It's still going to be painful. But, you know, this is Chris Getz's first manager, and you will see the stamp that he wants to put on it. And I'm anxious to hear him talk to you guys at 7:30.
So I understand why, as you referred to it, the white noise that would be created with A.J. Pierzynski and Ozzie Guillen as being candidates. I get that you might want to stay away from that, the kind of distraction, Bruce. But other managers out of uniform right now, former managers, guys like David Ross, Terry Francona, Joe Girardi, why would they be so quick to eliminate those men as candidates if indeed they would bring experience, they would bring some gravitas, and they would help restore credibility?
I think they need a young guy that has a vision of what the organization can be along with them, okay? And those guys are great baseball people, but their vision is not losing 100 games a year or, 190 games over the next 2 years as a part of this growing process. So it has to be a guy that has the view of the organization. Those guys, you know, they would listen to the job. Some of them might want to take it, but you don't want somebody to come in there and be upset about the fact that it's going to take another couple of years to be a viable team. Look, I told you guys in April, and I'm definitely not a I told you so guy, but I told you in April it was going to be a 110 loss team. I was wrong, okay? I was wrong. It's going to be worse than that. But you could see just organizationally that they were not prepared for the injuries and the fact that, you know, it was scheduled to be a 90 to 100 game loss team and be able to trade more people off, and it didn't work out. So from that perspective, every fan has a right to be disappointed and upset, but you know, pay attention to who's running this team right now, and the young people and young experienced baseball people in the organization. It's just going to take a couple of years, and it's going to be painful next year as well.
Grady Sizemore takes over. Okay. Does that mean a managerial bump? Do you anticipate the White Sox winning a game against the Cubs in the next two?
Well, you know, anything can happen. You know, I mean, I don't expect the White Sox to win a lot of games just because they got rid of Pedro Grifol. I know a lot of people felt he was a problem and they weren't finishing off games. But with all due respect to the players on the team, you know, they traded away their bullpen. They traded away their starting pitchers other than Crochet. Why would anybody expect them to win? These are not players that are set up collectively to win a lot of games. So, you know, if they win another 10 games the rest of the year, that would probably be what I would assume. But the establishing, you know, a younger, more dynamic look toward the future with Sizemore. I do not understand the Sizemore move, and maybe, you know, Chris at 7:30 will clarify Sizemore. He's a great communicator, and he's connected well with the players there. So I think, you know, writing it out is a good thing with the organization ideas in mind as far as how players should be handled. But honestly, I don't understand why they said Sizemore wouldn't be a part of the equation, you know, if he has a good year, has a good couple months here, because players pay attention to it just like media and fans do. And if they see that Sizemore is not going to be part of the equation in the future, how much of his message are they really going
to? From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Going to pay attention to.
It comes across as an unusual experiment, Bruce, because he doesn't have any experience. He's barely been in the front office, let alone in the dugout. He does have a good career as an ex-player, but also Charlie Montoyo was there with 4 years managing experience. There's been a suggestion on the station that Charlie Montoyo wanted to get an increase in pay to become the interim manager, and if that wasn't the case, he'd rather move on. Is that accurate in your mind?
I also heard he wanted a 6-week vacation to start it. No, I'm kidding, but you know, obviously, I don't know about that. You know, again, whether he wanted that or not, it's a good idea to start fresh with the people. Look, I am sure Sisson, Butera, Gershel will still be a part of this organization. Gallinger certainly will be, and Sizemore will be most likely as well going forward. So you have people there that you're projecting to be a part of your staff moving forward, or your organization moving forward. Montoya and Rodriguez and Tozar were not going to be that.
Gershel interests me because he was the AAA manager for a couple of years, and he's been working in the system for 8 years. Presumably, he knows the younger players. We saw a thing yesterday. Apparently, Oscar Colas was pulled out of a game last night. Does that mean he's on the way? And was his relationship with Pedro Grifol one of the reasons that that he didn't get any kind of run?
He just wasn't very good. I mean, he hasn't been good for a long time.
But is he coming back now if they pull him
out? Well, I imagine. I mean, yeah. You know, again, you know, why not? Why not start promoting? So, again, you know, when Chris comes on in 15 minutes, he's going to probably talk about, hey, we're going to start moving some people up. We want them handled a particular way. Certainly, you know, Gershel makes a lot of sense because he was at AAA and had these guys. You might as well get Colas a total look here for the next 6 weeks or 7 weeks and decide one way or the other whether he's a washout or somebody that can develop. So far, you know, he hasn't looked good in the field, no consistent hitting. This is an experienced guy from Cuba and Japan, and he hasn't looked that way with the Chicago White Sox. So, again, player development is number one here. Winning games, obviously, you'd like to, but it's certainly going to be secondary still the rest of this way. You're not going to feel good about winning 15 games the rest of the year or, you know, 40% of your games. It's not going to change the dynamic of what 2024 has been or will be looked at for the White Sox, but it can be a beginning for Chris Getz to put his stamp on it with a manager and a coaching staff that he feels is who are the right people for this organization moving forward.
Tonight, the Crosstown Series resumes on the South Side. Cubs, White Sox pregame coverage right here on The Score, 6:35. Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer on the call. First pitch, 7:10 on the Southwest Airlines Cubs radio network. Bruce, will Garrett Crochet be making his last start of the season tonight?
He could. Any of these could be. You know, again, their plan was, you know, not based on anyone else's plan ever. Nobody can even think of anybody who came off of 25 innings the year before, Tommy John the year before that, and looked as dominant and as unbeatable as Crochet has so many times this year. With a good team behind him, you know, you'd be talking about him just the way that Skeens is being talked about with Pittsburgh, you know, just unbelievable Cy Young Award candidate, you know, somebody that people will be talking about for years, hopefully. But handling him the rest of the way, you know, I think he's gonna have to be a part of the equation to help them figure it out. And you know, again tonight, you know, expect 4 innings and 70 pitches, 65, 70 pitches. How much longer will they do that? Again, when we talk to Crochet after the game, it's going to be also, what is your theory about what's right for you? Do you want to be shut down the rest of the year to be more viable moving forward in 2025? So we'll get all that in tomorrow morning on our show. David, you and I will talk. I know Mully will be up first thing listening to us.
Always. Do you have any great guests? Is Pedro coming on?
We are. Well, he was asked, and he told me that he's considering it. So we'll see. We'll see about that. Matt Shaw, the top young infielder in the Cub organization, will be joining David and myself. We have some feelers out. Maybe we'll get Grady Sizemore on because
you booked Matt Shaw, Bruce. That is great, Matt Shaw. That is tremendous. He hit home. He got
He's
promoted
in AAA
this week.
Now, yeah.
AAA, a week at Iowa, realistically, let's switch to the Cubs for a moment.
Yeah.
Is he a guy that you think will get a look at the major league level before the end of the year? And how do you feel
about it? Does it depend on how they do?
Yes.
I mean, they got Bruce, they supposedly have the easiest record in the National League remaining.
Yep.
Easiest schedule remaining. Does that mean that you're not in a hurry to bring up the Matt Shaws of the world, or would, do you have to do it anyway, depending on how things are going?
Well, I think, you know, it's his first few games at AAA. So let's see how he does there to adjusting to that pitching from AA. And then also who is healthy, who is not with the Chicago Cubs when you move into September and the AAA season is over. You know, we remember back to 2019 when Javi Baez got hurt late in the season, and a kid came up that was sitting at home in his parents' house that had just finished his first professional season in the minor leagues, and his name was Nico Horner, and he was fabulous. If you remember, in the end of 2019, a disappointing year, but he went in and played great shortstop, and his ascension began there. So you never say never when it comes to these young guys. We'll see how it works out. But the Cubs are certainly hoping the guys that are with them right now continue to move them over 500 for the first time in months. And you can really talk about them being viable moving toward September and being in a pennant race to be a playoff team.
Bruce, off the wall question. To your knowledge, and I know you know a lot of things pertaining to the Cubs, did they ever discuss with Dansby Swanson the possibility of him going to Paris to watch his wife in the gold medal game?
Is that a serious question?
Yes. I think that it's a big deal for Mallory Swanson and the women's soccer team. They're going to win gold tomorrow.
It's kind of like Leo DeRocher going to overnight camp when he was with the 69 Cubs, and he just walked away from the team for a few days when they needed him during that season. I don't see how you do that, because it would be a cute idea and a nice idea for the family, but you set a precedent that you don't want to have around on a major league team, you know, from here on out. It's great, but why would it be for him going to the future?
Well, they're off Sunday. You know, they're playing the Sox. Yeah. Who knows if they need them?
And I only ask you serious questions.
Don't they have a plane?
Yeah, right.
Can't the guy just shoot over, watch a football match, and come home? I mean, some.
And then he goes 0-14, and people say the jet lag and moving away from the team was the reason.
No,
but he got his golden moment.
He's just having a bad year.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, anything is acceptable these days in sports. So you don't want to limit his chance to go see his wife play there. I think it's fantastic. She's a great player. Arguably, who's the best athlete in that house? He always says it's her.
Yeah, okay. No, she's a great player. I mean, she really is.
She's a star.
And she's coming back from this knee injury, and she's like as good as she was before.
She's a bigger
star
in her sport than her husband is in his.
Yeah, because she's one of the three best players on that team. No question. You're right.
Well, he's really coming on. You know, it's been nice to watch him over the last couple of weeks just be a baseball player, not worry about the power that hasn't been there, accepting, you know, what it is, and helping the team get back to credibility, which they hope to continue against the White Sox this weekend.
Great stuff, Bruce.
Thanks, Bruce.
Take care, guys.
We'll be listening. Thank you, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.